Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Quick health report. Now, I started a mission 41 years ago. I was in the eighth grade, and it was called Students Against Student Smoking, or
SASS.
I was the, as you called me,
the ambassador.
Ambassador.
Chief SASS.
Of SASS. I was chief of SASS. And we had a lot of students smoking in our bathrooms.
There's that SS.
Yes. And I said at the beginning of the year, when I was, I believe it was the seventh grade, I said, I'm going to start a student project called SASS, Students Against Student Smoking, and I'm going to put signage up in the bathrooms that will stop this smoking issue.
Do I have your permission to put up signs in the bathroom?
Sure. I don't care, kid.
I bet you were here he comes, kid. Where, you know, you see you coming down the hall.
Yeah.
The teachers are from a distance. They're like, oh, here he comes.
I have an idea. I really think we should put up signs in the bathroom about smoking.
Okay. Because, meanwhile.
Because I would go in and there would be plumes of secondhand smoke in there. And my delicate lungs. At that age,
I mean, I was an athlete.
Very tender. I was an athlete. I was trying.
I can't even tell if I'm hitting the urinal.
It was very difficult. There would be little cigarette butts in the urinal.
Oh, yeah.
These were 16 and they were 14, 15, 16 year olds smoking in the bathroom, for goodness sake. So I said, let's start a club called SASS.
And so, I like that you had 16 year olds in seventh grade in the middle school.
We did. We did. We had a, yes, we did.
Somewhere in the middle school.
Yes, sir. Well, we were 7, 8, 9. That was the junior high school.
Oh,
at that
different.
Time.
Okay.
So we had, I guess, probably age 13, 14, 15, 16.
For the special crew.
Mm-hmm. One of the crew leaders who did smoke had skipped a grade or two. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he repeated?
Yeah, he repeated a few. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I can't stay all day. I'm a foreman at a job. I don't even know why I come here.
I got to pick up my kid.
Yeah, I got to pick up my kid.
This is middle school.
I got to pick up my kid from daycare. I got to go. I got to get a little early today. He skipped social studies. But anyway, there was smoking in those bathrooms, and I knew it from the smell of it and the look of it. And I told my teachers, and they said, well, do something about it. I said, well, I will. And I started the club.
I'm going to take it to the streets.
And I did take it to the streets, and I put up poster after poster after poster.
How many people showed up at your meetings, your SASS meetings?
Well, it was one other person, and he wandered in there by mistake. And then one guy
was wheelchair just make a right by accident.
Yes, by accident. It was one of those automatic
like breath controls.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed. Come in, brother. I'm stuck. I'm trying to get out.
He couldn't get out. And then I believe one guy was on work release, so he had to be part of it. And boy, between the three of us, we papered that school with SASS posters, most of which were destroyed and, of course, were graffitied. And so then I said, let's get a laminator on this. And so we went to the library and laminated those posters. And then they just took them and urinated on them in the toilet.
Everybody try to set them on fire in the boys' room?
Yes, there was that as well. Yeah.
Did you have access? You didn't do this just to get access to the girls' room, did you?
We did go into the girls' restrooms.
What have I told you boys about doing this?
They have to not smoke too.
They have to not smoke too because their lungs are just as vulnerable as ours or more so. Well, at that time in the early 1980s, 30% of high schoolers smoked. This is new from the CDC. 30% of high schoolers smoked.
So that's 14 to 18.
That's correct. Now that number is 1.7%. So I say to my fellow Sassians, mission accomplished.
We did it.
Our job here is done.
Two generations later.
Yes, 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 yes. I am celebrating this today. There has been a decline for the last 35 years of smoking from high school. You know, we used to have, and I know we've talked about this, a smoking section in our high school. Now, that's in middle school when I started SASS. But in high school, out by the shop, that's where you went to smoke, you know, student smoker.
Mm-hmm. We called our area the bullpen.
Right.
I had college instructors who smoked in the classroom.
In the classroom. That's right.
Yeah. We didn't have that, but it, apparently you'd hear the rumors where it was like this area of the courtyard used to be where they'd smoke.
Yeah. The government said on Monday, this is the lowest percentage of high school students that have smoked ever since they've been doing these records, and Vaping is down from their high of 12% down to 8% of high schoolers.
They're not even vaping.
They're not even vaping anymore.
It's all moved to that.
Are they zinning?
They're zen.
Everything is zen.
We just heard about it. I did not know that term until about a month and a half ago when a P1 listener called us.
Yeah, I think I learned it about 6 months ago.
That's right. And you said, what is, and the word is zen. And remember, he said that if you're zinning, you put like a little packet between your cheek and gum. But if you really want to get it done, you put two or three packets mm-hmm. in there, you know. And so maybe that's what's being done, I guess. To
it is. That's it's all the push, even mm-hmm. on like even your TikToks, your social media. Zen. College is big zen stuff.
I saw the opening of ESPN College Game Day. It was maybe last week, maybe the week before. But, you know, they open up with the crane shot, just moving through the crowds, drone shots of mm-hmm. all these college kids. And one kid, he had a giant package of Zen holding it up because he knew the camera was on him.
Yeah.
And he opened it up and he put it right in his mouth.
Really? Wow.
On game day.
And I guess, do you have to be a certain age, like 18, to buy
it? Yeah, it's a, to, well, it's
tobacco. 21.
Yeah. Is it 21?
Wouldn't you think if it's tobacco, right?
What cigarettes? Is it 21?
I thought it was 18. Yeah.
I always thought it was 18.
I thought they'd raised everything.
Oh, did
Maybe
they?
Maybe they have. Maybe they have.
Not that I know.
No. But anyway, my job here is done.
Clearly.
Now I guess I have to be a student against, well, I'm no longer a student, but against Zen.
Zen.
So I'd be a Zenner.
Zaz.
I'd have to start that. Or adults against Zen or as. I'm
here
an as.
Comes.
I'm the as mm-hmm. that will be adults against Zen and start that movement. But I think it's good news. You know, they're no longer smoking. I don't know if Zen's any better for you. Probably not.
No, I'm sure there's still carcinogens in that or something.
Maybe, but cigarettes, I mean, that was like
oh yeah,
the worst of the worst. So yeah. Maybe that's improved a little bit.
I think Zen is tobacco products, including Zen 21. That's federal.
Okay.
Now, just recently when they closed all those 7-Eleven stores, I read that the reason was that cigarettes used to be a huge leader in stuff they sold. And people are not buying cigarettes anymore. And the Zen has not replaced all that money. So I guess fewer people do Zen mm-hmm. than smoke cigarettes. I mean, when I was in middle school, cigarettes were everywhere.
Plus, everywhere. You know, and you hate to even say it, but if someone wants to alter their consciousness mm-hmm. in any way, pills are way more easy to get than in your 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the pills are widespread.
That's true. So you didn't...
You can get prescription pills for ADHD, mm-hmm. sell those to your friends.
And you know what I didn't even realize is how naive I was. I didn't know that cigarettes gave you that buzz. I guess that's why people... I mean, I hear that. I never really got that. But they give you a little bit of a buzz, at least, when you smoked.
Yeah.
I don't know if Zen does the same thing.
Most of the smokers that I knew, and there were tons in our family, just said it relaxed them. It was the opposite.
Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't a buzz.
Mm-hmm. You lose that hit of highness
quickly.
Real quick.
Do you know, last week on Titillation Tuesday, which it's that again, we got an email about Adderall giving you great sexual pleasure. That, and I got several emails after I said, yeah, I'm on Adderall, and the sex is unbelievable.
Yeah, I think Adderall's and your Ritalin's, those are way more rampant.
No, I didn't know.
I think these people are just trying to get you arrested for trying to buy prescription drugs without
really
a prescription.
Want some Adderall.
Yeah, I know.
I am very into that.
I bet your son can make 2 texts and have you.
Oh, without a doubt.
A bottle.
I don't want to ask him, but I do
think, can
I somehow surreptitiously get Adderall from one of his friends or have him buy it so that I can try it to enhance sex?
In a second.
You think I can do that?
But you're going to make the news and not in the fluff hour as local DJ caught buying Adderall behind school.
I'm intrigued because I hear Adderall really puts you over the top.
Would you at least pray that they use one of your thin mugshots and not one of the old stock photos?
I'm sick of seeing my fat mugshot go up on my fat shots go up on billboards and commercials and
stuff.
Well,
because your email's going to be blown up with, I can get you some Adderall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
I don't be.
I'm in the market.
This is a bad idea.
I'm in the market for Adderall. I need someone I trust.
You can use it. You can mix Adderall and Zen. You can be A to Z.
Yeah. Yes. I'm very interested in that.
I'll start preparing the statement.
We here at the company disavow any and all actions.
He in no way represented us as he bought Adderall from a teenager.
From a 15-year-old.
Kelly's actions do not represent the program.
Man, look how far I've fallen from Amsacitor to Adderall buyer. Yeah. So that I can get.
Man, I need to get higher.
Better sexual experience. Hunter, you're talking about Zen. You're a Zen user. Go ahead.
Yeah, every day, man. What's up, guys? B1 out of Thomasville here.
Thank you. What does it do for? Does it give you a little buzz, or what does it do?
Yeah, absolutely. Back 4 or 5 years ago, I was looking to switch to something that was different than dip, because I used to dip tobacco, you know?
Yeah.
And I found those chilling in a store one time, and I asked the lady at the counter, I said, what's the deal with these? She said, well, you know, some guys that have dipped tried them, and they say they're pretty good, so I tried them. Mm-hmm. Been doing them ever since.
And you're a fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. Hey. And it got me off of dipping. Used to vape, don't vape anymore because of them.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah. When you use Zen, do you have to spit, or is it just... It just stays in your mouth.
No, you can just keep it in your mouth, and it's very incognito.
Yeah. That's a good question about the spitting.
How long does one pouch, do you leave one in?
I usually leave one in about an hour.
Okay. And are there any, like, do you hear there's a warning, is it bad for your health, like dip or certainly cigarettes would be?
So they give you a warning saying that it contains nicotine, and you know nicotine mm-hmm. is a carcinogen, whatever, and just the different side effects from that. But I was looking on TikTok the other week. There was a guy that busted one open and did like a whole chemical test on it.
Mm-hmm.
And for certain flavors, I can't remember exactly which flavors. I think it was the spearmint, the wintergreen.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally just concentrated nicotine and like the essential oil flavoring.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. Do you have access to Adderall?
Don't answer that.
You sound like a guy who can get things.
I don't know. I keep hearing. Thank you, Hunter.
Wouldn't it be funny if Hunter's package literally says, it's a carcinogen, whatever.
Yeah. Thanks, Hunter.
Yeah.
His words.
His words, but yeah. He may have been reading.
Yeah, really, the warning should just be honest and say, like you care. Warning.
Says like you care.
We have to put this here. Blah blah yeah. blah.
With our new app, Yuka app. Maybe we could scan it.
Scan some Zen.
Just deletes itself.
We're on a new app where
you're Yukites.
Just scan the barcode and it'll tell you if it's good for you or not. I just got a text from someone who said they have access to Adderall.
Do not answer that.
Is the call coming from within the building?
I can't say another word about it. There's access to Adderall, which I hear is an incredible.
Hey, everybody needs a second job now.
What a sexual aid! Yeah, exactly. Now I have to sell Adderall.
Thanks a lot, Kamala.
Yeah, that's my side hustle.
Yeah, great.
I'm a dealer.